Hey, it's Chica, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend some time with me today. No matter where you are or where you're going, thanks for letting me share a little bit of weirdness with you.
It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica in the morning on K94.5.
This is so weird. It's almost as if they heard us. It's almost as if they knew what we wanted and what we needed. Remember, we were talking about Chiang Mai Thai, how that place has been in the works for well over a year. Some people even said 2 years. The place was just sitting there. Nothing. Turns out they decided to open up. They did open. Oh, yeah. They opened on Friday. First day open. And just like I expected, everybody is loving it. Apparently, it's the same owners from Longview. All right. So that's where I used to go all the time. If you love Thai food, definitely check out this spot. All the information inside your K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello there. I'm Chica. And 2 years ago, 47 cats were rescued after being found crammed into a hot car at a rest stop in Minnesota. The cats were piled from floor to ceiling and their owner had been living in the car with them. Ugh. Why can I smell that? Right? The owner agreed to surrender the cats to animal shelters. And now one of those cats is a model in an ad campaign for Target. I actually saw the photo. The cat appears on packages of cat litter. And I'm telling you right now, this is what it's all about. Rescuing animals, making it right, giving them good lives. And now one's a...
Day night talking.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica. It's your last chance. Your last week, K94.5, giving you the chance to win $30,000. You just got to listen at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and 5 p.m. Each hour, we're going to give you a new code. When you enter that code inside your free K94.5 app, you get another shot at winning $30,000. All right? It's brought to you by POE Federal Credit Union. Growing, changing, uniquely available. Most importantly, you got to remember, this is your last chance. This week is your last week to get in on the winning. So you already know the drill, right? Yeah. Make that money yours, babe. Be listening. Got another code coming at you at 8.
Are you ready for this?
K94.5. Here are three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Okay, so there is a reality TV crew in town. With all the attention surrounding 50 Cent visiting Shreveport, we almost missed a popular History Channel show in town. American Pickers, apparently they were in town. We knew they were set to return to Louisiana in 2024. We didn't know exactly what was going on, right? But we knew they'd be in town. Turns out that they were spotted at none other than Herbie K's. Getting all that Trip Buster goodness, I guess. But anyways, now my question is, where'd they shoot? What'd they do?
Two.
After what some of you claim was a 2-year wait, the wait is no longer. Chiang Mai Thai officially open. That's right. Right there on, right next to like the Air Force Base, down the road. So I'm sitting here going, we got Zap Thai, Chiang Mai Thai. Any other Thai spots we need to try? More on that inside your K94.5. Ah.
Three.
Okay, something ain't right here, and I'm not mad about it. Taylor Swift's new album includes a Kim Kardashian diss track. It's called Thank You, Amy, with the letters K-I-M capitalized. And everybody said, we all know what this is. Is she fighting back? Maybe. Does Kim deserve it? Yeah. Remember how dirty Kim and Kanye did Taylor Swift? You don't come for Taylor Swift, all right? Ever.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Find out more in the free
K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica, and there's this page on Facebook. It's called 3180, where people basically are like, dude, check this spot out. Now, confession. It is full of people with mediocre taste buds. I hear them recommend some restaurants, and I pull up to these restaurants so excited. And so I don't necessarily go on 318 Eats to get advice on where to go eat. Because half these people, it's like, nah, baby, you don't like your food seasoned. But that's another story for another day. But sometimes there are nuggets of gold in there, right? Like, hey, found out about this new spot, you know, little hidden gems you don't know about. Love that. I saw a server recently get on there and basically tell everybody, listen, as a server, let me tell you right now things that I'm just sick and tired of seeing. Obviously, they're sick and tired of seeing these things, you know, here in town, like people that don't tip, people that are rude. And there's this big new survey on acceptable and unacceptable behaviors at restaurants. Like, apparently asking for a table near a power outlet to charge their devices. 51% of people say that's not acceptable. This is different if you're, like, if you're traveling and you're in an airport, right? Taking photos of their food, 75% say it's acceptable. 13% say it's not. My friends know the rules. Phone eats first. Had that delicious special that Chef Val put together at the Pearl. Pictures didn't do it justice, I'm telling you right now, but I'm grateful I took a picture because I was like, guys, you guys gotta get this. I will be that person. Sending back a dish that wasn't made as specified, dude, that's acceptable. If there is a dish that you're looking at it and you're like, this ain't it. Asking for a to-go container to take leftovers home. Apparently, there's a large percentage of people say that's unacceptable. Snapping your fingers to get the waiter's attention. 11% of people think that that's acceptable. Excuse me, what? Debating menu prices with the staff. Hold on. I get it. If you see market price on something and you're like, I got questions. But arguing with somebody about prices, maybe. No. And this is what I don't agree with. 5% of people surveyed said that it's okay to allow your children to roam freely. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm just saying. I think that any kid that roams freely and their parents are like, give them a Red Bull and then see what happens. K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica. Why can't this happen to me? There's a guy in Canada named Justin Rybicki. He's being harassed by endless pizza deliveries. It's been happening for the last 6 months, and he can't get it to stop. At first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73. The orders are using not only his address, but also his email, his phone number. They are not being charged to his card, but the delivery drivers do get upset when he says he didn't make the order and sends the pizzas back. He reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using his personal information in the orders. That may be somehow been hacked, but police told him to change his number, so he did. That didn't stop the deliveries, and they don't just go to his home. They also show up at his work. Called Pizza 73, said, hey, do not accept any orders under his name. Then the scammers switched over to Domino's. Obviously, this is dedication, all right? The scammer using technology to manipulate the phone number to make it look like Justin's making the call. Justin has no idea who it is. He says, like, it can't be his disgruntled ex because he's never dated anybody. He says, either somebody hates the pizza places or they're getting revenge on me or something. I have no clue. But these pizzas are getting paid for. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So it's $1,000 worth so far, you know, of just pizzas getting thrown his way. There are a lot of things that I am okay with, right? Like that. This is one thing. Harass me with all the pizza. If somebody sent me pizza, like I've already said this. When it comes around time, Valentine's Day or my birthday or whatever it may be, show me you love me, back it up with some pizza. All right? That's all I'm going to say about that. This guy being harassed, come on. Who doesn't love K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel? What? I have found out why good-looking politicians exist. Right? They may be really bad at their jobs, but we love to love them. So this actually came out of dating news, right? There was a study conducted that found that attractive people are seen more trustworthy. Check this out. Our results confirm that those people who are considered to be more beautiful by our raters are also believed to be much more trustworthy. This implies that in our abstract economic exchange, beautiful individuals are more likely to benefit from the trust of others. Wait, hold on. Of course, you're like, we looked into it. Beautiful individuals are neither more or less trustworthy. Duh. Turns out, we look at somebody and we think they're hot. We look at somebody and we're just like, dude, they're so good looking. Automatically, you and I trust them more. I've always loved pretty boys. Listen, your girl, she's been done dirty by a pretty boy a time or two, okay? And I trusted him. But I think there's also something to be said. Hold on. There's also something to be said about getting played by somebody that's like mid, right? Getting played by somebody, you look at them and you're like, I gave you a chance. Getting played by somebody when you're like clearly the better option, right? That hurts more. That hurts so much. Anyway, going back to this whole deal, new study comes out that people that are considered to be more beautiful are more trustworthy. Well, that's what we believe. That's why we got some of these good-looking politicians. Listen, I don't even know. I think he was part of the Democratic Party. I don't even know where JFK landed. I don't even know if he was a good president or not. All I remember was, we had us a hot president at one point. You know? I'm just saying, why don't I trust politicians? Well, give me a really hot politician. All of a sudden, I'm going to be all about it. I'm going to be out there with signs. Go vote! Go vote! K94.5, try to put that money in your pocket. Let us hook you up. It is the last week. In case you don't know, 30 grand in your hand has taken over my life. I'm over here fantasizing, thinking about different ways that you could use this 30. Think about it. $30,000 in your bank account. Just take a second to think about what you do. Would you be completely debt free? Would you pay off all that credit card debt? Would you pay off a vehicle? What would you do with $30,000? Make sure you're listening. I got another code at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Point is, every hour until 5 o'clock, we're going to give you that code that could put $30,000 in that bank account of yours. It's brought to you by POE Federal Credit Union. Growing, changing, uniquely available. Do not forget. Do not forget, this is your last week to make this money yours. So download the free K94.5 app. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello there, it's Chica. Somebody polled 3,000 Americans from all walks of life, right? They said, all right, would a poor fashion choice, one or two, would that make you say no to a second date? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, what's the worst thing somebody could wear on a first date, right? And then I saw the list. I saw the list of things that you would refuse to go on a second date for. And all right, let's hear it. All right, number 8, rip skinny jeans. Okay, all right. Wait, is that for guys or girls, though? Ankle socks with sneakers. Whoa. A shirt that's way too tight. Okay, you know what? My shirt's just all fit like that. Anything with huge logos on it. Ugh, yeah. Oversized sunglasses, especially if it's night. Why are you wearing sunglasses at night? I know why. Crocs, coming in at number 3. First off, I love my Crocs. I have one pair of Crocs, and I love them. And if you see me rocking them out and about, it's because I had to do a quick run of the gas station or something like that, okay? A full designer outfit coming in at number 2, head to toe. 1 in 4 think it's a turnoff. Well, if you come in a full designer outfit, I know I cannot afford this relationship. I know that you're going to be like, no, we're going out. We only eat at these 5 establishments. I don't know why I gave you an accent. I'm sorry. It's just, I would just look at it and be like, well, can't afford that, Pookie. Like, you need a jet in your life if that's how you dress. You need a Pookie in your life if that's how you dress. All right, and number 1, the worst thing you could ever wear wearing a full tracksuit. Okay. Some other things that totally turn us off. Man purses, fedoras.
Ugh, yes.
Camo and a vest with overly large armholes. Oh, and a band logo t-shirt. Wait, what? What's wrong with my Beatles t-shirt?